The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hey, I'm Charlie. I really enjoy Ramsey County's Household Hazardous Waste Program. They make it really accessible with their drop-off options, and they send out postcards every once in a while with helpful information. I drop off my household hazardous waste at the Bay West site. I like to let items in my home collect so I can bring a larger haul just a few times a year. I always tell people to check the website before they go. Chances are you haven't thought of all of the items that you can recycle, like batteries. When I recycle, I feel like I'm doing my part to minimize my carbon footprint, and it's easy and accessible to do so.
Before she became an autism advocate and mom of four, Shaletta Brundage was an Emmy Award-winning comedian. Need something to put a smile in your face? Laughing with Letta is sure to tickle your funny bone. Check it out, but pee first and make sure you ain't drinking nothing when Shaletta's on a roll. That way you won't have anything to clean up when the podcast is over.
Ain't nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it, okay? I found out about it a couple of weeks ago. They told me I couldn't say anything because it wasn't coming out yet. And it's here. Comcast Rise is coming to Houston. Oh, my God. Business owners are going to have the opportunity to get funding, services, resources, products, and so much more. Especially at a time now where a lot of the assistance that we was getting as small business owners, like PPP loans and COVID grants, have dried up, Comcast has come to the rescue. And so I wanted to make sure to get on here and get the information to you so you could share it as fellow business owners and entrepreneurs and founders and upstarts with those of us in our circle. Because they don't have just one, not two, not three. They've got $105,000 grants that are available. And listen, Houston, y'all are not competing with businesses in Austin or Dallas or Washington, D.C. This is something just for H-Town, right? And I'm so blessed and grateful that my friends at Comcast are joining me today because I want to make sure to give y'all the right information. I've got Fody Kalurgis and Alona Carlson. They are here with me. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hi, Shaletta.
Okay, let me just tell y'all that these people have been my friends for a really, really long time. So it's not just like we work together with this Comcast stuff. Alona, my children are still wearing clothes that Alona gave us because her babies are a little bit older than my babies. And so, girl, we took good care of them clothes, girl. And so my children are wearing clothes that Alona gave me after her kids got too big for them. And I have to really credit Fody for the progress that my kids are making in their autism journey. I will never forget, I was sitting in that newsroom at Channel 13 and I was crying and Fody said, "What's wrong, girl?" And I said, "My baby has autism and I can't get a diagnosis for 6 to 9 months and he needs speech therapy right away, but the insurance won't pay for it." And he said, "Why don't you just get a scholarship?" I was like, "Fody, the boy ain't going to college. He's going to speech therapy. There's no scholarships for speech therapy." And turns out there was. And while my son was waiting to get the autism diagnosis, I was able to raise enough money for him to get two speech therapy sessions per week based on the scholarships that Fody told me about. So I am grateful in more than one ways to have you both here.
Well, we are grateful to be on your show and grateful to just have been a part of your journey, Shaletta, because we do consider you like family.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talked about how we shared some news with you about Comcast Rise earlier. And if you know Shaletta, you know, it is hard for her to
baby,
keep a secret.
You better tell them. That was the hard. I couldn't even take people calls. I'd be like, girl, you mad at me? I just can't talk to you right now because Alona going to be mad at me.
I'm going to be so mad. So mad. I'm like, you have got to keep this secret. There have never been secrets between us, but this one, but this you one have is. To keep.
Well, we can tell it now. The applications are open. They opened on May 1st. Alona, for folks in Houston who have never heard of Comcast Rise before, tell us all about it and what it is.
I want to tell everybody. Thank you for helping us to share this word, spread this word. We got to get everybody out there who owns a small business to apply for Comcast Rise. And it is so easy. It is an incredible package. It's not just a monetary grant, though there is money involved, $5,000 for your business. But there's also business coaching. There are consulting and educational services that you're going to get. You're going to get a tech makeover complete with Comcast Business Services. And then you're going to get a beautiful 30-second commercial. Ooh. Made for your business. It's going to run on our platforms and then we're going to give it to you. You get to keep it. We'll give you a plan going forward. So we're not just helping you with one part of your business. We are helping you with all parts of your business because we want you to grow. All those small businesses out there, you got through COVID, you've been through so much. Now it's time to grow. Now it's time to thrive. So ComcastRise.com is the place to go to get that application started.
Now, Fody, this is not happening in every city. Houston was selected. You know, why do you think that, you know, Comcast said, you know what, I got to get over here to Houston?
Well, let me tell you why. Because we have a dynamic team here in the Houston area. And behind the scenes, we had to go up to bat for Houston. And there was a number of folks just like us in other regions around the company. And we had to present why Houston was the place that Comcast Rise needed to come back to. And we won. And we advocated and fought hard for our city, for our H-Town. And we were named one of the five cities. And I think it's also because Houston is one of the most diverse, if not the most diverse city in the country. And I think Comcast really fully understands that entrepreneurship is really the fabric of our local economy. Let's just face it, small businesses are what have made America the economic engine that it is. Every big business in America has been a small business. You know, you think about all these, even Comcast. I mean, Comcast started as a small business in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we started out with two towers. Our founders, the original owners, used their suspenders money. They sold suspenders. They saved enough money and they bought these two towers. And the rest is history. And they've now grown this company to be a huge media and technology company, Fortune 30 company, that's providing internet service, mobile service, video service to millions of people around the country. It is at the heart of what Comcast does. It's in our DNA to give back. And so this is just our response to, you know, acknowledging that we're in a time where a lot of small businesses have actually come through the pandemic and they still need help. And they need help not only thriving, they need help to get to the next level.
And Alona, I just need to talk about all the small business owners in Houston. You know, it is such a tight-knit community. It is, you know, such a family affair, a family atmosphere. Folks are bartering. They're working together. You know, like Fody was saying, you know, everybody did what they did during COVID to just survive. And now this is going to help some folks get to the next level. Talk to me about, you know, how you think those small business owners are going to be impacted, the ones who actually get awarded one of the Comcast Rise grants.
This is the best part of the story because it's not just what you're getting from Comcast. It is the Comcast Rise family that you are joining. So we've had two previous rounds of Comcast Rise here in Houston, and Fody hit that on the head. I mean, it's because we're so diverse. It's because we have so many great small businesses here. The company recognizes that. So they keep coming back. We have over 1,000 businesses that have been past RISE recipients here in Southeast Texas. We have a whole bunch of them. And what happens is, yes, you get the help with your business, but you also get the network. You also become a part of this Comcast RISE family. You know, I was talking to Ashley Gomez, for example, one of our past RISE recipients. 132 Design is her company on the east side of the city. And, you know, she said really what Comcast RISE gave to them was a family that opened the floodgates to understanding all the help that was out there for small business. So now she's got this big network, and they're all sharing ideas, and they're all sharing vision, and they're all sharing resources to figure out what else is there for us. So listen to this. You know, she starts in this with this small design company, just a couple of people working hard. Their big news that they shared with us yesterday is that their newest contract is with the city of Houston. They got this huge contract.
Oh my God.
With, yeah, and it's with the city they love so much, right? That they believe in, that they won't leave. And so it's come full circle. That's what Comcast RISE is all about. It's all about being a part of something bigger than just one company. So that's what we love about it.
Alona said it best. If I can just add a little bit to that. You know, when I think of Comcast RISE, I think of Gaynell Curley from Valentino Salon. You know, she has an incredible story. She won the $10,000 grant during the pandemic, and she provides wigs. Shaletta, she tried to put me in a wig recently. Can you believe that?
She did.
Can you believe that? I told her.
I would love to see it.
I told her it was not my color. So, you know, I need a blonde one. She had a brunette one. So. But Gaynell has an amazing story, because not only was she able to use that money to purchase inventory, to pay her rent, to not have to worry about paycheck to paycheck during the pandemic, to really focus on developing her client base. She was also out there, Shaletta, making custom wigs for cancer patients.
Wow.
One of her cancer patients recently received a wig in Louisiana. This woman has a reoccurrence of ovarian cancer. She had a TikTok video of her, you know, brushing her hair, and the hair was just coming out. Finally got her wig, and it just made all the difference to her. These small businesses are literally changing lives. They are making this world a better place, one person at a time, or one community at a time. And you just never know when you are able to bless others in this way, who they're going to bless. And I think that's just, you know, the magic of this. I think that's just the magic of RISE.
Okay. Now, Alona, everybody's hearing this. They want to know how they can sign up, how they can apply. What's the process like?
Okay, I want to tell you about the process, and I'm also going to give you some secrets afterwards, okay? I know you love secrets. I know you love them. All right, ComcastRISE.com, all right? Okay. You're going to go to the website, ComcastRISE.com. In the first page that you're going to fill out, you're going to create a little sign-in name and an email. The first page is your eligibility page. Okay. Here is secret number one. When you answer those questions, it's one page of questions to figure out if you're eligible. You need to answer those questions carefully. I tell everybody, go read the eligibility rules on the website first, okay? Because some of the answers need to be yes and some need to be no. You can't just go through them all and say, yeah, okay? If you hit submit and you answered something incorrectly, you can't go back and fix it. So take your time, folks. Okay. So go through that one page of eligibility, answer everything carefully. It's going to tell you right away when you hit submit, yes or no, you are eligible or you're not eligible. Okay. And so eligibility, there's different details, but here's the big ones. You have to be in business for 3 or more years.
Okay.
You have to have 100 employees or less.
Okay.
Part-time or full-time. You need to be independently owned and operated. Okay. So can't be a franchise. This needs to be your baby.
Okay.
And you need to be based here in the greater Houston area. So you're going to put in your zip code, and this is all going to lead you down that path. Okay. Hit submit. If you're eligible, The application is quite easy. It should take you about 30 minutes to get it done. You can start it and go back. You can get back in the next day and just save your work and just keep going back to it whenever you have time. You don't have to have all that time at once. You just need to get it finished by May 31st. It's open now. You can start the process this very second. Just finish it by the end of the month. And again, it's ComcastRise.com.
All right. Okay, Fody, give me the dates because I know the applications are open now. How long do we have it? Because the one thing about small business owners is we like to play with time. Oh, I got 5 more minutes. Oh, I got 5 more days. Oh, I got 5 more hours. And really, you may not.
This is not a time to mess around. This is not a time to play. This is a time to get on your computer, go to ComcastRise.com and start the process now. You only have until May 31st.
Okay.
So you don't have a lot of time. Okay. You're already one day behind if you're starting today. Just think of it that way.
No pressure.
You're already one day behind. You don't want to be 2 days behind or 3 days behind.
And the one
but
thing
by the
that
time
I've
you're
heard,
listening to this, you might be 5 days behind. So
right. So you better get on it. And the one thing I've heard, Alona, from people is that it is not as difficult as some other applications. But I want to talk about the timeline, because a lot of times for small business owners, we think, you know what, I don't have time to apply for this grant. I may not get it. I don't have the 15 hours and the lock of hair and the blood sample that they're going to require me to have to apply for this grant. But what I'm hearing from people is that it is not as difficult. It's pretty self-explanatory. And the timeline is very reasonable. So talk to us about that timeline of from the time that they apply to also the time that they award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's we're telling people this process is not a heavy lift. There's no reason not to give it a shot. If you go to the website, it'll walk you through the documents you need. So you don't have to think, gosh, is this too big? I'm not even going to go check it out. Go to the website. It's going to tell you all the documents that you'll need. It's going to walk you through how difficult it is. But again, really 30 minutes. Pull a couple documents and take 30 minutes to fill this out. Applications close May 31st, as we mentioned, and then you're going to find out in mid-August, all right, whether you got a grant or you did not get a grant. You are going to get your update in mid-August with that big news. So apply now. Hang tight over the summer. Sweat it out with the rest of us. It's going to be hot. You know, we got a lot to deal with this summer. The kids are going to be home from school. Just
right.
Hang in there. And then mid-August, you're going to get that news.
Okay, mid-August. And you know, the one thing that I love about the Comcast Rise Grant is, Fody, that you can use it however you want. I appreciate that Comcast trusts the business owners. A lot of times as a small business owner, we apply for a grant and it's for one specific thing. And not that we don't need that, but we might want to peel back $2,000 or $3,000 to do something else over here or go over there. But Comcast says, you know what? Take the money and use it however you wish. And I cannot tell you from all the business owners who have gotten a Comcast Rise Grant, that's the one thing they appreciate most is that they can take that money and do what they need to do with it for their business.
Listen, don't go and buy PlayStation 5 or PlayStation 5, you know, don't do that. I mean, good thing we're not giving it away during Christmas, right?
Right, right.
You know,
y'all know better.
It's during the summer. So hopefully you have all your shopping out of the way. No, but use it for your business. Use it for your business. And just to be clear for everyone out there that may not understand what a grant is, it's not something you have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you get to keep. You don't have to pay it back to Comcast. You keep it, you use it to better your business. Again, take it to the next level. That's why there's also a vetting process. We want to make sure that you are a business that has been in business for 3 or more years. You're making a profit. You're locally owned and operated. You know, we go through this vetting process to make sure that we're giving this funding and this grant package to businesses that are going to be responsible with it.
Yeah. And you know what, this leads me to my other secret I was going to share with y'all, because, you know, part of this application, part of what we are looking for are companies that are ready to take it to the next level. So we want to know, and it's going to ask you on the application, how are you helping to support your local community? Okay. Mm-hmm. How are you helping to lift everybody, not just yourself? And how is this going to help your business grow? So share some examples, okay? Maybe you have two employees and you want to go to three. Maybe you have a great storefront, but you don't have a website yet. You know, share how you would use those resources to grow and get bigger and elevate. And then the second part of that is, how are you using it to support the community? Maybe you buy your raw materials at other local small businesses right down the street. Maybe you keep it in your little neighborhood or with your friends or family. Maybe when you make a profit at your business, you give a little bit back to a community partner and a nonprofit in your community. So share those stories. That's what we're looking for. We're trying to lift everybody. And so as you look at that $5,000 monetary grant, think about how you would use that for those goals in your business.
And if I can just add to that, the technology makeover is something that's really interesting. Technology really can be the determining factor of whether or not you grow or whether or not you stay stagnant or whether or not you close your doors. Mm-hmm. We're in a digital economy. If you are not selling online or can't sell online or can't take Apple Pay or whatever, you know, form of payment, you know, you may be missing out. You may not be able to grow. So the technology makeover is something that's really interesting, because we come in, Comcast Business comes in, they look at what your current system is, and then they get to determine an outfit, what your business needs, what technology your business needs. It might be a point of sale system. It might be you need computers. It might be you need, you know, a website, you know, some sort of e-commerce integration into what you're already doing. So as you're filling out your application, think of, how could the technology makeover also take my business to the next level?
Okay, that's all good stuff. That is all good stuff. Okay, give us the website one more time before we check up out of here, because I want to make sure folks are going to the right spot and they are doing so within the parameters of the deadline. The worst thing that can happen, Lord have mercy, is when you go and the portal is closed. Y'all got until May 31st to go to the website. Give it to us, y'all.
It is www.comcastrise.com.
Comcastrise.com. Get in there, log on, apply. Like Alona said, you don't have to do it all at one time. You can do a little today, a little tomorrow, but get it done before the 31st. Fody and Alona, thank y'all for being here with me. I love and miss y'all so much.
We love and miss you too, Shaletta.
All right. The best. Thank you.
I love y'all. Check
share
out
those secrets.
I will, girl. I will. And y'all check out Comcast Rise. Use all the tips you got here today. And we will see you next week on Laughing with Letta.
That girl is crazy in a good way. To check out previous episodes, log on to her website, SheLettaMakesMeLaugh.com. You can also check out where she's appearing next and score cool merch.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. Making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. 3 of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
Here's a reminder. COVID-19 is a disease caused by coronavirus germs that pass easily from one person to another. Symptoms may show up 2 days or 2 weeks after you are already around someone with COVID-19. COVID-19 affects the nose and throat and sometimes affects the lungs, making it hard to breathe normally. Symptoms of COVID-19 can include fever, chills, cough, headache, muscle pain, sore throat, fatigue, or loss of taste or smell. Stomach symptoms like nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea can occur, but are less common. And some people with COVID-19 will not have any symptoms. Even after recovering from COVID-19, fatigue, cough, or joint pain continues for some people. If you have symptoms, get tested. Talk to your healthcare provider with questions or concerns about symptoms. And remember, getting vaccinated is one of the best things you can do to protect yourself from COVID-19.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.